Hello, I'm James Fitzsimons, and welcome to The Career Scoop, a podcast all about career progression, advice, and experiences aimed at assisting those who are in career transition. Today, my guest is Morgan Foster. Morgan is an independent nutritional therapist who provides one-on-one consultations for men and women with a wide variety of health struggles. She takes a holistic approach to nutrition to help clients struggling with weight loss, chronic fatigue, digestive distress, and more. Morgan gives her clients the tools they need to improve their overall health, support any health concerns, and find the root cause of symptoms by using nutrition, lifestyle changes, and supplementation. She sees clients worldwide, including the UK, Europe, and the USA. Prior to her career in the health and wellness world, Morgan received her BS and MS from the University of Colorado, Boulder, in structural engineering. She is a licensed professional engineer and worked as a structural engineer for 5 years before making the leap to pursue her passion in nutrition. Morgan, it's great to have you on the Career Scoop today. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're in London now.
I sure am. Warm, sunny London today, December.
that's great. So my first question is, I'm just fascinated with me being a nutritional therapist, but you were a structural engineer for 5 years. So tell me about your career journey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of an odd one. So going into university, I think I was kind of just one of those kids that had no idea what I was doing when I selected my major. And I come from a long line of doctors. My grandfather was, and my dad, my brother, I mean, they're all doctors. And I was like, this isn't for me. So when I went into picking a degree, I was like, I have no idea what I want to do. And my dad was like, well, you're good at math and science, go for engineering. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll try. And so I actually really enjoyed studying it. I loved the classes. I loved some of the creativity parts that we did in school. Went on and got my master's in structural engineering as well. And when I went into the work field, it's kind of a whole nother world. I learned a ton. It was really hard. At first I loved it. I loved my team. I loved learning. I think I loved being in the professional environment. And probably 2 years into it, I just was like, I'm lacking passion in my career. But I figured, you know, I've already put 5+ years of school down. I need to try and see this through. So I went on ahead, kept working, and I actually got my professional engineering license, which was quite the achievement for me, and still was struggling. I was working 60+ hours a week and just completely miserable. So I realized I can't keep doing this. I wake up every morning and I'm like, this is the last thing I want to do. So I've always spent my free time cooking or exercising or researching nutrition or listening to podcasts. And so I realized, you know, this is really what I want to do. I really want to change my career, pull a full 180 and switch. And so I did. I quit my job. The timing worked perfectly with my partner, and we moved to France, and I studied nutrition online while in France, and graduated as a nutritional therapist and started my own practice. So that's kind of my long roundabout way of how I changed my career.
Okay. And with being that engineer, can you share any kind of the types of jobs you were doing or kind of the companies you were working for or working with?
Yeah, absolutely. My team specifically did a lot of industrial work and also a lot of aerospace work. So we didn't have the shiny, pretty, beautiful buildings as much as we were more a function-driven structure. So if there was a need for, you know, some sort of manufacturing that needed this big structure, we were the ones doing that. So did all sorts of things. I worked a lot for Lockheed Martin, did a lot of really cool confidential stuff there. There's quite the range. We would also work on existing buildings if something they wanted to add to the structure, or something went wrong and they, you know, wanted to check what was going on, we did that as well.
Tell us about your new career, your new job, and what do you do with people? I mean, it's about nutrition and wellness. And I think it's a lot deeper, probably the physical, mental, emotional, probably spiritual aspect of that. But you might just share what you do and your new business and how you support people.
Yeah, absolutely. So my practice is a holistic way to approach health and wellness. So as a nutritional therapist, instead of putting a band-aid on a problem, or I guess what do you guys call plaster on a problem, I'm actually taking a step back and trying to find the root cause. So it's going to range from anything from digestive problems to, chronic fatigue, acne, hormonal issues. I mean, a wide range of problems that people have. And instead of saying, okay, let's fix this by taking, you know, I have a headache, let's take an ibuprofen. Why are you getting the headaches? And using diet, you know, nutrition and, you know, lifestyle changes to help. So it's kind of a long, I do one-on-one consultations with people, typically 3 to 6 months of working with someone to really slowly make sustainable changes in the way they're eating, how they're eating, when they're eating, obviously what they're eating, and what they're doing, how they're moving their body, how they're sleeping, to try and, you know, restore their health and get them feeling back to normal again.
And tell me about the kind of clients you've worked with now, not to name them, but what are the kind of, how have you supported them to get from 0 to 100?
Yeah, it's a great question. So there's quite a few interesting ones. You know, I've worked with new moms struggling with energy and crazy sugar cravings and, you know, obviously a major change of life and trying to figure out how they can change the way they're eating and work that in with their new life to kind of regain themselves after having a baby. And some of those changes are just small things like, okay, well, maybe my kid can also eat this, and, you know, changing what they eat first thing in the morning. It's the easiest change that some people really don't realize. And so instead of starting your morning with a piece of bread and butter, switching to something that has a little bit more protein and fat can completely change the trajectory of somebody's day. I worked with a 30-year-old professional that was working 60 plus hours a week, not sleeping, staying up all night, and had really, really bad energy problems as well as digestive distress. And specifically, that client was fasting until about 2 o'clock and then eating dinner at, 11 or 12 at night, going to bed and having horrible stomach problems. And so just small switches and shifting her eating window and changing that first meal, how that fast is being broken, you know, and adding again fat and protein instead of these carb heavy meals, and, you know, changing how their energy is throughout the day, which also leads them to having more energy to move their body and sleep better. I mean, it's crazy what small changes can do.
That's good. And with the kind of young professionals now, I can say that I'm a little bit older than you, because things are so busy. The world is so connected. Your generation, you're on all the time. And, you know, there's a 24-hour clock, and it really is not kind of working 8 hours. So how do you get someone to stop, to say, come on, you need to stop here now? And how do you get them to change their muscle memory? Because this must be all about habit.
Yeah, it is. It's really hard because some people are resistant to even making that change. You know, that is absolutely a no. I think setting boundaries is so important. How efficient are you actually going to be at 1 a.m. when you haven't slept and you haven't eaten and you're sitting there crunching numbers? I mean, you're going to make a mistake. And so kind of talking that through efficiency, explaining what the stress is actually doing to their body, more than just the, you know, you just are just tired and don't feel good. You're actually, you know, your body's in this fight or flight mode all the time, and you're releasing cortisol, which is just leading to all sorts of other problems. You shouldn't be in that flight or fight mode unless you're actually in danger, right? And I think our modern world, we're now all in fight or flight, which used to be, cortisol used to be released when, you know, you're getting chased by a bear, our ancestors. And this change to having that constantly happening is, it's actually a disaster. So trying to help people understand that. And I think another really big thing that a lot of people don't do or think about doing is when you're working all those crazy hours, you have to step away from your desk and eat your meals. You should not do it while you're sitting down. And this one's a hard one. It sounds so easy, but a lot of people really, really struggle and push back on that because, you know, why can't I eat while also working? Well, if you're eating while you're sitting there all stressed, your body's actually not digesting the nutrients, which is something, you know, you'd never probably have never heard of or thought about.
Explain that. Just break that down a bit, because yeah, that's such a simple line, but it's a powerful line. Is that an environment thing or psychological, that, you know, removing yourself?
Yeah, so your body needs to be in a parasympathetic state to digest. So you need to be relaxed. You need to, you know, take 5 breaths before you start eating. And that, you know, if you're stressed and you're sitting at your desk, your body's stressed out. You're in a sympathetic mindset and your body's prioritizing trying to fix whatever's wrong, trying to get your stress levels down, change your blood sugar levels. And so when you're eating, your body's not focusing on digesting. It can't do 1,000 things at once, if that makes sense. So stepping away from your desk, taking five breaths and eating your meal and, you know, chewing properly, just small things can actually digest the nutrients that you're eating. So otherwise you're just scarfing food down and you can't, your body, I mean, it's digesting some of it, but not to the way it would if you were actually relaxed and stepped away from your desk.
So from your studies and from practice, so if someone is like, they're an accountant or a lawyer, a professional, and they're working and they're looking at emails and they're scooping in the food and they're not slowly kind of chewing it and letting it go down, their mind is focused on that, versus that they step away, maybe get some fresh air, and then they eat, and then that should be that, you know, in a more kinder, maybe kinder environment. How does that, at a cellular level, at a chemical level, can you explain what happens? What's the difference? Because people may not appreciate those chemical reactions that happen or don't happen, like that cortisol being fired or not fired.
Yeah, so absolutely. Once the food is in your mouth, there's about 1,000 different things that happens. You're releasing hormones to start to trigger, okay, this, we need to digest the fat here. We need to break down this. We need to release bile to emulsify the fat. I mean, there's just so much that goes on in each, I mean, all the way from your mouth to all the, you know, basically until it leaves your body. And there's hormones and so many different things that your body needs to be aware of, right? So if you're not getting those hormones released, triggering, you know, the digestive enzymes, the bile, all of this, that you're just wasting all of that really good food that's entering your body. And so you can't absorb the vitamins, you're not getting the proper breakdown of fat, which can actually, and protein and carbohydrates that then enters your digestive tract, not fully digested. And that leads to leaky gut and other problems. I mean, it's just this horrible cycle that people are on, and it actually leaves you, it can have a ton of different problems. So you can, you know, have digestive problems, constipation, diarrhea. You're like, what's going on? Well, your body's not digesting and it doesn't know what to do with all of that food that's in your body.
So it just gets confused.
It gets really confused and it doesn't have time to focus on it. And so such a simple thing that having my clients do, stepping away for 15 minutes and eating slowly and relaxed. Put your phone away, put the distractions away, don't eat in front of the TV, and maybe just sit with your friend or your partner or whoever it is and just be happy for a second. It's crazy what that can do to your body.
Okay. And how long would might this transformation take for somebody to get there? Because I think everybody wants everything. You click something and you get it immediately. So I think there's a bit of rewiring to go on here. And so how long kind of does it take if somebody stays the course? Or what input of time? Is that an hour a day or 10 minutes a day or 10 minutes every day? I'm just trying to get a sense for someone who might be listening and say, oh, I couldn't do that, I'm too busy. But yes, you can if you do it in little bite sizes.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing that I try and tell with my clients is sometimes they jump in and they say, I want to change everything. I want to do it. I'm sick of feeling this way. And I say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's take a step back. That won't work, right? Because if you restrict yourself and if you try and do all these changes, you're going to fail, right? You have to slowly build things into your habits until they become something that is a habit, something you want to do. But if you change everything all at once, it's destined for failure. So I think I practice slow, sustainable changes. So, you know, going on an extra 15-minute walk every day, or stepping away from your desk for, you know, 10 minutes, or meal prepping on a Sunday so that you can eat better throughout the week. I mean, I understand that people, yeah, it is a big change, and you have to be committed to wanting to change your body and the way you're feeling. But I find that if I do these small sustainable changes, and then I have a client come back and say, wow, you know, I didn't realize that adding this type of snack into my diet would make me feel this way. They want to continue to do that. And then they want their next change, right? And so it's a slow and gradual build, because I've struggled before going into the field myself of, oh, I'm going to restrict everything. I'm going to, you know, eat perfectly. And then you end up just failing, you know? And I think that's the problem with modern diets and this whole yo-yo bad dieting, where you can't stick to something because it's been too restrictive and it's hard to follow. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. And I presume that, you know, if you can just, like anything, you like learning a language, you do three words a day or five words a day. If you can get through the first 2 weeks appropriately, the habit will kick in. But will you feel that benefit? Maybe you might be sleeping, your sleep might be a little bit better, or you have a bit more energy you didn't realize you had. You don't have that kind of fogginess when you're getting up in the morning. You know, how quick now? I mean, obviously everybody's wired. Everybody changes or physically changes differently. But in 2 to 3 weeks, if someone goes the course, they should be feeling, okay, that's good.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, there's so many different things. So I would say something like balancing your blood sugar, which is when you're reducing all the blood sugar spikes and falls that you have, which can impact your energy and headaches and all sorts of things. Something like that can actually take just a few days if you're doing it properly. Whereas a digestion, that can take a couple weeks, right? And every person's different. You know, I think there's definitely not a one size fits all for anyone. And same in this case of how quickly people will feel better. It also depends on how extreme the problem is. So if there's somebody that's eating fully processed foods for every single meal and isn't eating a single vegetable, they might eat a vegetable and feel, wow, you know, this is crazy, right? So it really just ranges. But I find that working with someone for at least 3 months, you know, maybe meeting every other week is the best, because that way I'm able to slowly add in changes, come back and say, oh, this didn't work, or this actually made me feel worse. Let's try something different. And that's, I mean, I know 3 months seems like a long time for a lot of people, but it's really not if you put it in the grand scheme of things. And yeah, some people will start feeling better after one or two sessions.
That sounds fascinating. Because I think everybody now is, I think we're low on time, or we're boosting maybe too much. And you know, the fight or flight over stuff that really isn't that important. On one level, and you know, from working with you, is it 3, 4, 5 sessions, or is it 6, 7 sessions? How does it normally work? You know, how does your process work?
So I, you know, I'm still playing with it, obviously, seeing how people are reacting to everything. But I'm offering two different packages. So I do like a 3-month package, or I do a 6-month package for maybe like a deeper dive. Or, you know, I have clients that say, you know what, I just want two sessions. I just need you to look at what I'm eating, look at my symptoms, and, you know, I'm not quite ready to invest in myself fully, but here's just, can I just do a few sessions? And I've, and that's totally fine too. And I start with a, so at the first session for everybody, I do some, you know, they do some paperwork ahead of time. So they do like a 3-day food and mood journal where they fill out a, okay, this is what I'm eating at this time for this long. And this is how I felt after. Did I have a stomach pain, or did I have gas or bloating, or, you know, a headache? Did I feel shaky? You know, what did I drink? You know, did I have 5 coffees before a sip of water? You know, all those things for me to look at ahead of time. And then they also fill out a health questionnaire that kind of goes into some of their health history, family history, symptoms, that can help me ahead of time say, okay, I can see that this person is struggling from XYZ. Let me go into this meeting and figure out and talk to them about their goals, and, you know, start with even just a few recommendations the first session. And then I also work with them to set their goals, both short term and long term. And those are something that we kind of reflect back on every single time, just to see how we're doing. We want to keep with those goals, you know. So that's kind of how it works. Typically meet every other week. Some people find that's too much, and some people want to meet more often. So I'm pretty flexible with my clients. I want them to get out whatever they want. And I find that works best. So.
Wow, that sounds fascinating. I think I might become a client of yours. I think I need a little bit of has resonated with me appropriately, particularly around this time of the year, Christmas, when we might over imbibe and overeat a little bit and eat at different times, and you're a bit fuzzy maybe, you know, because you're not getting rid of what you've eaten maybe the day before, and maybe right. A little too much sugar and red wine and white wine possibly, and beer and things like that.
The brain fog. Yeah.
Share with me then where you are now, and if you look back to when you started college, you know, what would you say to your, you know, 19-year-old self? You come from a medical family. You're good at the STEM subjects, the maths and sciences. And what would you tell yourself now? And the journey you've gone. If you look, what advice would you give yourself? You know.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I regret nothing, to be honest. I know that, you know, sometimes I really wish I would have just studied nutrition in college, and I wish I would have done this way earlier. But actually looking back, like, I would just give myself the advice of, it's going to be okay. You're going to figure it out, whatever it is. And I think I should give that advice to anybody that's struggling, because, you know, you can feel very lost in your career. And obviously I'm still building mine, but every single step forward is a step forward in the right direction. It doesn't feel like it at all times. But you're just building so much and learning so much constantly. At least that's how I feel. And in my engineering career, I met some amazing people, and I learned so much that you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. And all of those skills that I, you know, maybe I'm not going to be calculating the, you know, lateral structure of a building anymore, but, you know, all of the people skills, all the communication, the time management, you know, everything I learned was valuable, very valuable. So I would say to myself, you know, it's going to be okay. Just keep moving forward, and, you know, don't get too down on yourself. And I guess the other thing I would say is set boundaries early. I definitely struggled with burnout, and I said yes to everything at my prior company. And I mean, it took a serious toll on my health. And, you know, it impacts your friends, your family, so much more than just yourself. And working 60 plus hours a week doesn't benefit anybody. And so, you know, some people listening may struggle with that, but I highly recommend setting boundaries, saying, you know what, no, I'm not going to work this weekend. Or no, I'm going to go eat dinner at 7 o'clock with my family. And, that's just the way it's going to be because I've been working since 7 a.m. So, you know, that would probably be my biggest advice.
And is that, I suppose that depends how you're wired. You know, like sometimes it's very hard to, if you're wired particularly to leave a project or something undone, I'll just get it done, I'll be fine, you know?
Totally. And I honestly am wired that way too. Like I had a hard time saying no. And I also didn't want to say no a lot of the time, right? I wanted to finish the project. I wanted to be the best employee. I wanted to help others out so that they didn't have to work as much. And it is hard when your whole team is working, you know, a bunch of hours, and for you to set boundaries and say, no, I'm done, because that ends up rolling onto your other team. So it is a hard balance, but I do have to say, I think setting boundaries as much as possible is important.
Okay. Now, where, if we were having a cup of coffee in 5 years' time, what would success look like for you?
I think definitely continuing to grow my business, working for myself, you know, helping people. That's really my biggest thing. I want in 5 years to look back and say, wow, I've helped so many people feel better. And I'm going to look forward and see all the other people I'm going to help feel better and leave my mark on this world in that way. And so I think, yeah, running my business successfully, marketing it, and not spending, because right now I'm spending so much time marketing and not actually spending all my time on my clients. So finding a way to really focus on clients with less of the stress of continuing to market myself. And I know that's part of business, but it's all consuming at the moment.
Okay. And where is there a website, or is there a where do people find you?
You can find me on morganfosternutrition.com. My Instagram is also at morganfosternutrition. And you can, you know, my contact information is on there. You can send me a message if you want to work with me, or send me a DM on Instagram. That's probably the easiest.
So morganfosternutrition.com.
Yes.
Great. And before we finish, Morgan, just for the people who might be listening out there, what are the four or five really easy, you know, they may not be ready to go help a professional like yourself. What are the four or five things that they could do? Like, you know, don't be eating at 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night. You know, what are the really obvious ones that could even make a straight impact to them?
Yeah. Number one, hydration. It sounds simple. It is simple. Drink a lot of water. It can impact you in so many ways. So that's number one, stay hydrated. Number two is eating protein and fat with every meal. I think that is the simplest way to feel better quickly. So always, you know, having a protein and fat in every meal, whether it's, you know, chicken, salmon, you know, beef, and then healthy fats, some really simple, easy ones to add to every meal, olive oil, avocado, nuts, seeds, simple. Let's see what else. I would say stop eating at least 2 hours before going to bed. That's super important. So your body actually needs to detoxify and do a lot of very important things overnight. And if you eat right before going to bed, your body's going to be focusing on trying to digest. So just like earlier, you didn't want your body to be, you wanted your body to be focusing on digesting when you're sleeping. You want your body to be focusing on sleeping. And that will leave you feeling much better in the morning, much more well-rested. And then, yeah, I think we'll go to stepping away from your desk and eating mindfully in a relaxed state. I think those are my top four.
Wow. And in the clients that you've minded, you know, you must get a great kick when someone goes the journey and they just transform themselves.
It's the best feeling in the world. It really is. I just had someone leave a review for me that brought me to tears, just saying how simple changes have literally changed their life. And, you know, I couldn't be happier.
Well, that is absolutely great. Well, Morgan, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Career Scoop. And maybe three words to describe your career so far. Careers.
Oh,
I mean,
my
you've
career.
Been the
yeah.
engineer and obviously your new career. Three words, 3 to 4 words.
Okay.
Or let me change the question. So from transitioning from an engineer to what you do now, give me 3 words.
Challenging. Motivating. And empowering.
So you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
That's fun. But Morgan, thank you so much again for talking with me. And I'm sure our listeners, and I know myself, I think I will be knocking on your door to avail of your services. I think I was just thinking last night, 2 hours before I went to sleep, did I have a glass of wine or did I eat? I think I did. So there's some small things there that maybe you can support me with. But thank you again and best of luck with your new career and the journey you're on.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to The Career Scoop, brought to you by Elevate Career Advice and Elevate Executive Selection, Dublin and Bermuda. I'm James Fitzsimons, and I hope you've enjoyed listening. Bye.